Hello?
We get to sing the opening next time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. I am excited to be here tonight. I get the honor and the privilege of introducing my friend. I just called her my sister from another mother, Joy. Joy Skinner. Joy and I have known each other for years. Yes, exactly, right? So, and her birthday is going to be on Sunday, and she's turning, we're always forever 21. That's what we always say. And we're wise now. We look pretty darn good. And because take care of ourselves. And Joy is really one of the ones that really helped me with running. And we started running about a little over a year ago, and she was really encouraging. And I will forever be grateful for that, Joy. Joy ran and missed me when I couldn't run. It's all good. But she's also what surprises me, and I have, you know, it just surprises me because I thought I knew her so well. I was looking at all these certifications that she has with angel therapy, angel healing, know your angels, this kind of therapy, and this kind, and just has went through a lot of education. And she just is an expert and a practitioner in this new modality that I wanted to talk about tonight. And I said, Joy, you just got to do this with me. And she goes, okay, I will do it. And it's a new modality I've never heard of, but I got to experience tonight before the show. Joy did a treatment on me. And you guys, I've been doing this business a long time, and for years, actually. And people have done different things with me and asked me to try the modalities. And I always like to do that, and sometimes I feel something and sometimes I don't. And but, you know, I always wish people the best, and you know, because they feel led to do certain things. But this gal, this woman, this friend of mine, did a treatment on me tonight. I'm going to cry. Man, I could feel it. I was like, wow. That's amazing. I felt, and she goes, did you feel this heat? I was like, yeah, what's that about? So she's going to talk about what this treatment does, the name of it. It's got angels involved with it, you know what I mean? So that's even better. And so I think what I'm going to turn it over to you, Joy, but the information that you sent me is called Integrated Energy Therapy, IET. So that's short for Integrated Energy Therapy. And so share with us what it is, okay, because it was amazing tonight. She can do it on the phone. She can do it in person. She's got the regular Dr. Seuss, so it's all good. So share with us what it is, sweetheart.
Okay, well, first I'll tell you, IET was inspired by Stephen Thayer and, of course, his divine guidance. And he formulated it actually in 1987. He is actually a white light Reiki practitioner, and you know, he talked about how he would do Reiki, but he just felt like there was energy blocks that he couldn't, you know, you can't remove. You know, with Reiki, you're healing, but you're not actually removing anything from the body. So he got this inspiration, and was shown these the integrated therapy or integrated energy maps and integration points, and it's like acupressure, and what it does is it clears the suppressed energy blocks that are within your cellular memories, you're connecting with your angels. So there's 9 healing angels. You connect through your heart, you visualize love and energy coming up through your heart, through your throat, your third eye, through your crown chakra, out your soul star, and up, and it links up with your angels, and they in turn send this energy back down. So what you're doing is you're using integration points, and you're able to take your hands and actually physically release any physical, emotional, spiritual, mental problems. And the healing goes out into the universe because we have so many subtle bodies. But actually, so you're releasing the energy, but you're also taking that angelic healing power and you're integrating back into the person. Like, for example, we have the angel Michael. Everybody knows Michael's for protection. Well, Michael is also assigned a place in the body. Michael's assigned the kidneys and the second chakra. His healing gift is protection, and he helps you clear fear. So while he's removing the fear, you're releasing the fear out, and you're imprinting the energy of safety. And especially, you know, during it's important during times of change. When you move into the unknown, it creates a feeling. And one of the mottos from Michael is, you don't have to know where you're going so long as you know that you're on your way. So it gives you the strength to move forward. Like, you know, there's a lot of times when we need to move forward on our life's path and we don't have a clear path. So as long as you're taking the first step and going down that path, it's okay to not know where you're going because your angels are going to guide you. So, like I said, there's different angels assigned to different areas of the body, different chakras, and there's a prayer, you know, for each angel, and you can ask them to release any of the things that they're in charge of. You know, you can use Sarah. She's in charge abdomen area, which for a lot of women is where we carry our stress and anxiety. And she takes away the feeling of powerlessness and imprints empowerment and ease so that, you know, you can express yourself in life. It erases old patterns and struggle. It opens doors for you. It attracts all types of soulmates and, you know, of all forms, like friends and lovers and anybody that can come into your life to help you along your way. It also releases karmic energies, you know, things that you've carried in from your past. So
I have a question, and I don't mean it, this is important. Somebody just asking me this question. You said, and this is really cool, that these energy blocks can be cellular memory, meaning that you could carry it from lifetimes, or it's a DNA that your family carries, right? You know, like heart problems or money problems that that your family, our soul families come in, sometimes all of us come in with the same situation, right, from past life or all of us together. Or maybe you picked up the cellular memory when you were a child, like always having money problems or having romance problems. And so these kind of blocks, you and the angels, because you're the practitioner, can remove these blocks from people, correct? Did I hear that right? Did you say that like that?
Yeah. But the one thing that's important is the person has to be ready to release it. So, you know,
okay.
Some people release things a little bit at a time. But it's the willingness to be able to release. Like, you know, you can't remove anything that somebody's not willing to let go of.
Okay.
I mean, you can help heal it, but until you need to fully release it, you know, your angels will help work with that. But you really have to be ready to let it go.
Okay. I get that. Michael's in charge of the kidneys and the second chakra because he's all about helping you, motivating you, and giving you courage. So the second chakra is survival. That's where we hold our fear of not having enough a lot of times, I get you. And so he really takes that. And then the kidneys, he helps you with the kidneys. So if you're having kidneys issues, a lot of times that's childhood anger in the kidneys. I know that too as well from my own research and stuff that I've done. So I get you on that. So you hold every organ in your body, am I getting this correct, has an angel with it, and the chakra it has an angel with it that helps you, correct? Like Sarah helps the tummy or the abdomen, and Michael helps the kidneys, and, well, we won't go through all of them, but, or maybe we should, I don't know, but I know you're going to teach a class on it too as well. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
Right.
Did I hear that right? Is that correct? Organs and chakras, there's an angel for every organ, every chakra, correct?
For most of the organs and chakras, too, yeah. And then there's different parts of the body, like shoulders. They're in IET, they're not really associated with a chakra, but that's where you hold all your, what they say, your shoulds, what you should be, what you should do, that sort of thing. And it also correlates with the size of the body. Like your left side of the body is attached with female energy, women, any feminine or female issues or anything like that. And then the left side or your right side is all the male energy.
Okay.
But actually the main angel, what they attribute the IET to is Ariel's baby. IET is Ariel. She is in charge of your soul's mission and helps you clear your limiting self-will. She's the first chakra, and she's also the eighth chakra, your soul star. So this is actually, he attributes this to her. It's her baby. The other angels are just there. They're helping out.
Okay. So Archangel Ariel is the one that this is her modality. She heads it up. And so she helped, let me get this straight, she helps with the eighth chakra. Where's the eighth chakra at? Because we know about seven, but where's the eighth one at?
Above your head.
Okay. So it's not the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra. It's the one above that?
No, that Raphael's your seventh chakra, which is the crown, the top of the head, and Ariel, the eighth chakra is that soul star. It's about a foot above your head. And your grounding chakra, say, is about a foot below your feet. So that's why I was working on your feet earlier, too, a little bit.
I got you. Okay. And the shoulder, I noticed you're working on my shoulders, too, as well. You guys, you guys are listening, and I want to ask her questions. And if anybody has a question, you don't have to text me. You can call in and ask. And I know sometimes people are a little shy about doing that. But the question that I have for you, Joy, this is what I want to share. When Joy was working on my throat chakra, which is communication, I felt all this heat. I was like, what's that about, this heat? And I was like, okay. And it was very, as you said, thick. So can you share with people what that is? Because I had no clue about it, but I'm so grateful. So you're like a wizard here. So tell us what that was about. That was a block, I think, right? You told me.
And that can happen for, you know, many different reasons. I didn't happen to pick up on anything specific, but there are different sensations. Like with Reiki or any other energy modality, you can experience sensations. Some people don't experience anything, but that doesn't mean they're not being worked on. You can feel, the energy can feel very heavy, like you're pulling a concrete brick. It can feel like molasses, where it's like really gooey and sticky. And it's not just the practitioner that feels it, it's the person being worked on. A lot of times they'll tell you how it feels. It can feel hot, it can feel cold, you can get the chills. You can get like a rubber band effect where like energy seems to be pulling out and it snaps back a little bit, so you have to kind of work with it to pull out. So what I was feeling was more of a gooey, like a thickness. It was feeling like molasses coming out of your throat.
Yes,
and like I said,
explained a lot.
You know, that's something like you can think about. Like it for you, it may not be necessarily a problem with communication, but maybe there's something that. It could be something that you want to say to somebody that you just haven't, or something that you've brought in from another lifetime or something, but it's something you could think about, or we can, you know, discuss it later. But, it was kind of surprising that I was getting this thickness from your throat, because you communicate all the time. That's your forte. I mean, that's what you're doing.
Right.
So it's really strange to have with you having a communication block of some sort.
You know, can I tell you what it feels like? Cause, and I'm going to share, and I hope you guys understand that she pulled it out, that I was, you know, working with a block and I could feel all this heat and thickness. I was like, you know, and I'm having a challenge with talking to someone, the guy, right? And how to say things. You know what I'm talking about. And so maybe that's it. And so, you know, I think communication, sometimes it's easier to communicate with a lot of people than it is with just the one. you know. And so that's my thing that I'm working on now, especially with the opposite sex, right? You know, for me it would be a guy, for to others it would be a woman or whatever. But I think that's where it's coming from. What do you think? Do you feel that way? Because I know you're extremely psychic, so maybe, you know, too, as well. So we'll see. But it feels amazing and better. I got a rush of energy with it. I was like, I should have ran this evening instead of this morning, right? That's so good. But, yeah, thank you, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's what I wanted to do.
But, you know, you could also, you know, if something's being removed, or you can see the person's breathing rate change, which is interesting. You know, you see the different body reactions. Some people can actually end up crying. But for me, I mean, it's been really rewarding after having done this that the people that I work on have, and it's just gratifying to see the benefits that people are getting out of it.
Yeah,
you know, it's not
well, it was wonderful, wonderful today. I'm sorry, go ahead. Please, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it's not a cure-all. It doesn't solve life's problems, but it really does help you heal and help prepare you to deal with the things that you need to deal with. So
let me ask you a question, too. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, please. I'm interrupting you again.
No,
sorry.
It's okay, no, I was
Here's my question to you. Can you do it on the phone, or do you have to be in person, or can you explain that you can do it on the phone with somebody too as well, right? And help them help remove the energy blocks with the, or you and the angels working together can remove the energy blocks, correct?
Yeah. We have we've got a skeleton, you know, with all the points on it mapped out. So we actually just work off the skeleton that we have in the book and use the integration points and actually put our fingers on those integration points while we're on the phone, you know, and just talk to people. And I have yet to do a phone session, but you know, my teachers, they said people actually, even though you're not in person, you're not actually touching them, they still feel all of that stuff, you know, when they start releasing the energy, people can tell them, like, oh, my God, it feels really hot or it feels sticky. So I was just amazed that you can do healing like that and people will actually feel it. So I'm kind of excited to see what happens.
I like that, too, as well. Now, you talk about a lot of times that you work with your heart chakra. Can you share when you were doing a treatment on the lady that felt the angel? Because I thought that was neat. And how you work with your heart chakra, how you work with others' heart chakras, that's how you do it. And a little bit about it, because I really feel that when you start doing the healing in your heart and there's spiritual chakras and spiritual things, that's when you see real change on the physical level. You know what I mean? Like, but that's been my own experience. And this medallion, I'd love for you to train me one day in it. So, but can you explain how that works a little bit? Because you were telling me about it here in your email to me. It's not funny. She and I are neighbors, and we still work by email. How funny is that? But go ahead. So you said it's energy and love is sent from the heart of the practitioner and through the soul star and to the angels. Explain how that works, because I thought that was really neat. And I thought, wow, what a high method there to use for healing. So how do you do that?
Yeah.
Or share with it.
What you're doing is you're bringing your awareness to your heart center, and you're sending up gratitude in a way that's perfect and right for you, and you're offering a prayer of gratitude to your higher power, to the healing angels, that all of them are the one that you wish to connect with specifically. But you're sending up that golden light up through your heart, through the throat, into the third eye, and out the top of your crown chakra, through your soul star, because that's your connecting point. That's your soul star is where you're receiving all of your information from when your angels communicate with you. It's going through your soul star down into your body. And what that's called is a heart link. It's a golden energy cord from your heart, you know, like I said, through the crown chakra, and it goes into the highest angelic realm with the intent of connecting to the heart of the angel. And they start, you start sending the energy flow into the heart link by sending love and gratitude from your heart up to the heart link of your angel. And then you open your heart. You take in the love of that angel or the angels, and the angels send their love back 10 times stronger than the love that you can send. And you bring that love into your heart and let it continue to build for like a minute, and then that energy goes through your arms and not your hands. And let me tell you, it really is powerful, because our love energy is just, it's nothing compared to the angels. And, you know, when you first take the course, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. Man, when you make that connection and they send their love down, I'm telling you, it's, sometimes it can almost knock you off your feet. It's so strong. I was so surprised. Like, it was amazing. And, it, you know, you experience the presence.
That's amazing. I know. And you guys, some of you guys are just logging on. She did a treatment on me, and I had a block in my blockage in my throat chakra, and she really helped me. Her and the angels working together with the IET method of healing. I felt it. It was hot. I felt it was thick, hot and thick. It felt like a big bowl of soup that was really thick soup, and I was like, "What is that?" And then she, and I could feel the Archangel Raphael with me, and, you know, all the angels, and saw them. And then, but that, I was like, it blew me away, because of the block that was there. And she found it, or her angels found it. And she, this is something she can do on the phone, and she can do, in person. And she's also, Joy is wanting to travel and do some seminars. She's a new angel coach too, as well. She's got all this background and knowledge, and on what she wants to do and what she wants to be. She's got the training to do it, and now she's getting in front of the audiences. And we're gonna talk about that too, because I think it's a neat story on how Joy herself is getting started. It's got some courage to do certain things. But one of the things, yeah, and I appreciate you so very much and what you're doing. But this working with the chakras, and there's angels, I knew this, and Julie knows it all, like all these things. She says there's an angel that works with every organ in our body and every chakra. And so she works with these angels, and I did not know that. I said, you could just do a class on what angel works with what chakra and which, and what organ. But there's something for the abdomen. I think you said Sarah works with that. Michael works with the kidneys and the second chakra, and Archangel Ariel is the one that is like the big angel that works with everything. So, and that's amazing. I'm sorry?
Yes, like right? The governing angel.
The governing angel. See, I like that. That's much better. Anyway, that's like me and my household with my dogs. I'm the governing head dog. Two dogs. I get it. There's a hierarchy here. But you guys, when she was working with me, I want you to know I blew me away with what she was doing. I'm going to tell you something right now. And I looked at all her certifications, and I've known Joy, I'm sure it's been since 2006, 2007, and 2005 maybe. Yeah, 2005, I think. And, yeah. You know, and she and I have known each other for years, and I've gotten a real opportunity to know her better because she's my neighbor now. But she is, she's shown me a lot of stuff here. But when she put her, I channeled all that energy today, she's right. It was a lot of love and a lot of joy, and it caught me off guard. And I'm a tough audience, I think. And so she was super, yeah, right, you know, because, I mean, people like to do things, and I say, yeah, let's try it. And I'm always supportive of people, but very rarely do I feel a big change. But I felt a big change with her. And she found a block I didn't know was there. So, and she can do it on the phone. She can do it in person. And it's really about love and the angels. The other thing, Joy, I asked her this question. I said, you got all the certifications. Why have you not done more with that? So she's a new angel coach, and she's doing a lot now. And you got the block. She's got the modality to help you heal them. So it's all good. But, Joy, what do you think is, yeah, right? What has held you back, and what's making you want to do this more now and get out there in front of people? Tell me. Share with us.
Well, my own insecurity. You know, like I said, I have this natural curiosity and wanting to learn different things and do different things, and it's great in a classroom setting, but it's, you know, I had a lack of self-confidence and trust in my natural ability and divine guidance, and, you know, and I was just like, I don't know if I can do this, you know, and I'm like, but my natural talent is for it, but I was like, what if I get out there and make an idiot out of myself? Like, am I, can I really do this? You know, am I as smart as I, you know, you know, so I just had to learn to trust it and to know that it would be okay and that I may not have all the steps laid out in front of me, but I have the guidance and to just trust myself and trust in the angels and God. And you know, you just slowly, just through practicing on people, build up your confidence. And, you know, it's like the saying from Michael. I really like the motto is, you don't have to know where you're going so long as you know that you're on your way. So the thing is to just start taking the steps. And, you know, I was totally unhappy in the job that I was in. So I just quit. And that was scary, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. You know, fear is scary, but facing your fear is scary than actually working through it. Once you work through it, you're like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So it's just moving beyond that fear and actually doing it. And, you know, I had been working on people. It's really a joy for me to be able to work on people and share my knowledge and to see how it affects people and how it makes them feel good and how happy they are afterwards, and then the gratitude that is amazing. So I'm like, you know, it's as scary as it was, I'm so thankful to be doing it. It makes me want to cry because I just love seeing the happiness that it brings people, even if it's for a short period of time, you know, for people that are really, really sick. It eases their pain. And if I can do that to give back to people in some small way, then I'm happy to do that. So.
Wow. I'm going to tell you something right now. You know what? That is amazing when you just said it. That's my heart because it was so, and it was unrehearsed, you guys. I said, I might ask you that question. She was like, okay. So you've come a long way. I remember when it was hard for you to a challenge for you to talk in public. And I remember that was, believe it or not, it was for me as well. I had a hard time. I put myself in an anxiety attack years ago. So I got over it. And like you're doing, and now I enjoy what I do and love what I do. And same with you. But you guys, she's got a great gift. She also does angel card reading. She's also super psychic. And she was telling me about seeing these angels around me. And then she did a treatment with somebody the other day, and they saw these little cherubs. And she was telling it to me like she's telling me about a great movie she saw. You know what I mean? So it's unrehearsed. It's very, I'm going to use this word, it's very raw and just super cool and to the point. And so she doesn't put, you know, she doesn't use, she just tells the truth. So you guys, angel card readings, this is one of the things, angel therapy, anything to do with angels, she does. She's got a lot of certification and those are stuff, and I trust her with all my heart. Yeah. And she's a great healer. Yeah, you really are. So we're going to have her up on the Angel Coach's website. I am really working with that. I've got some great new coaches coming aboard, and I am super excited about that. And I want you guys to keep checking our website out and like us on, let me repeat this, like us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. And then also if you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page and then put a comment on there. We're going to start doing some major blogging And, you know, so you guys are going to be able to really enjoy that. And the major marketing, which I'm already starting to do. I'm super excited. So we're going to have a lot of fish, a lot of fishing poles, and a lot of coaches. So it's all good. We need a lot of coaches for all the fish that are going to come to Angel Coaches. And our goal here, and Joy said it the best, is to really help people, you know, find their path using the law of attraction, power of intention, all the healing modalities that we have here. And this is, and hers is amazing. I would recommend anyone to try it and to do it. So we using the law of attraction, healing modalities, and also the power of intention, and using Joy's a great coach. I'm a great coach. Allison's a great coach. We've got a lot of great coaches here that do different things. So you'll be able to see her site very soon. And if you want to get in touch with her, you can send me an email or go to Facebook.com and say, I want to talk to Joy, and we'll make sure we get in touch with her. Anyway, so I think that's about it, except remember, go like us on Blog Talk Radio if you're listening to the show now, or you're going to download it later, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. And some of you guys, I know that it's a bit of a pain to do because you're so busy, but if you do that, that would be great because you're going to get special gifts and special acknowledgments for Blog Talk. They do some wonderful things for their listeners. And then like our page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. If you want an angel reading, Akashic Record reading, because I do that, or if you want to get a healing or an angel card reading or a session of Joy, send me an email at angelcoaches.org. You can go look us up there, or Tari at angelcoaches.org, and just say, hey, I want to talk to Joy. And Joy's going to be able to take customers herself very soon, okay, as we all are. Our next show is Tuesday night. And it's all about manifesting with the angels. There will be no show on Sunday because, you know what, it's time for families to listen to their mother or take care of their moms and be with their moms. And so I'm not going to put a show on. I may have a recorded one, but I'm not sure. So whatever we choose to do, there will not be a live show on Sunday. I want you guys to have a great now, happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there, your future moms and current moms. And some of you moms, your kids drive you crazy. And I have a friend of mine just found out she's pregnant. She goes, is it always going to be this hard? I said, nothing's hard until after that baby gets here. So you moms know what I'm talking about. So I said, it's y'all easy peasy right now. But when that screaming child gets out here, that joyful child, amazing. So happy Mother's Day to all your moms. And you guys have a great now. And we will see you next Tuesday night. Take care, everybody. Bye now.